Hello and welcome back to Proactive. I'm joined here on the mezzanine at Resourcing Tomorrow by Charlie Fitzroy, who is the CEO at Bradahead Lithium. Charlie, great to have you here.
Thanks, Tom. Great to be here.
And you've had a particularly interesting afternoon, haven't you?
Yes, we took part in the pitch battle, which was pitched against four other miners, 3 to 5 minutes to pitch, and then questions from a panel of four technical judges, and we won. Well, I won.
Lovely.
Team Bradahead won.
Very good. So what do you think it was that impressed them so much?
I think it's a great story. You know, where we are in the new presentation we got out, right time, right place. You know, we're in a fantastic market for lithium. In the US, it's developing its supply chain. Brad is positioned within the US, Arizona, Nevada. We're well funded. We've got three fantastic types of lithium project, and we're doing lots of work. So it's a really strong story that I think comes across very well to investors.
Lovely. Well, since we are heading towards Christmas now, and we've had an update from you relatively recently, I was hoping that we could just have a little look back at the 12 months from Bradahead Lithium's perspective. So what have been the highlights for you?
Yeah, well, we've had a great year. You know, we started drilling at our clay asset shortly after we listed in July 2021, and we had the updated resource out earlier this year. We increased our resources in the ground by 65%, and also identified a exploration target of 1 to 6 million tons of lithium carbonate equivalent at our Basin project, so really good growth at Basin. We've also got permits in place to drill at Basin, at Basin East Extension and Basin North, where we'll be shortly starting. We're going to have another resource out very shortly from our Basin East program, which we did earlier this year. So that'll be two resource updates out in 1 year. We started drilling our pegmatites. We are going to be finishing the pegmatite drilling early in the new year. We'll soon be getting some assays, so a lot going on there. We've increased our claims at our pegmatites. We've been pushing forward our metallurgical test work at our clay assets. We did a fundraise in April earlier this year before the market decided to drop off the cliff a little bit. So we're very well funded, which is obviously very important. And you know, it's been a busy year. We also listed on the TSXV quite recently. So we've had a fantastically busy year as a company.
You must be looking forward to Christmas, I think, just have a bit of time off.
Yes, but New Year's going to be busy for us. We've got a lot planned for the new year and huge plans ahead for 2023. A lot of catalysts coming.
I'm not surprised you won your pitch battle with this readiness to talk about the story. So what is it that we can expect from 2023, do you think?
Well, we've got the full results from our drilling at our San Domingo pegmatite districts in Arizona. We've got more drilling results coming from Basin. We've got permitting at Basin West and West Extension, which again, all of that is feeding into an enlarged resource, which we plan to put into a PEA, which we want to start next year. And then we've got looking at our brine projects, which we, you know, we've been doing so busy on our pegmatites and our clays, we've had to push our work programs on our brines to early in the new year. So we're going to be doing work on all fronts in 2023. And we're in a fantastically funded position. And importantly, from a funding point of view, we still have money to come from our royalty transaction on our clay asset. So still at $5.5 million to come when we expand our resources at our clay asset.
So it's really just about pushing forward now, isn't it?
Yeah, huge year ahead for us.
Lovely. And I believe a big evening to come because you've got the final of the pitch battle?
That's on Thursday. So there's going to be some quiet evenings ahead of it.
Glad to hear it. And best of luck for that. And thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.